Now here's YK.
Hey y'all, I'm YK. It stands for Young Knowledge. I'm 16 years old and I'm one of the local artists for St. Paul, Minnesota, and also an artist at HSRA, High School for Recording Arts.
So I heard you had a paid internship with Ramsey County. Do you mind telling us about your experience with that?
So basically, I had went through an internship with the school because when COVID had hit, coronavirus had hit, I was out of work and I wasn't able to work nowhere else. So the school had offered me a job with music, and with me being certified in the studio and out of the studio with anything music productions, I was able to apply for an internship and get paid so I could support my family and my friends that needed money and stuff.
Other than supporting your family, which I deeply respect that, a lot of people wouldn't really take the initiative to take the money that they earn from what they do to take care of other people. So I respect that. But other than that, what else did you do with the funds that you got from the internship? Did it push you towards your goals? Did it get you out of any predicaments?
Yeah, it helped me a lot because I was able to finally get my record label started, True Studios Production, and get more people signed onto it. And then I was also able to help my mom pay bills and like put money into my community so we can get more things set up around here. And also I was able to pay for a lot of the items that's in my room right now, like clothing.
Now, with your song For Them that we're going to be airing on the radio show, can you tell us a little about who that song was targeted to?
So For Them, but with that song comes with a lot of money because, you know, it's a lot of people buying my song and stuff. So majority of the messages of the song is basically that the money I make from the song and from what I do, all the money and stuff goes to them, and I've been doing it for them.
After the interview, I asked YK if there was anything else she wanted to tell the audience. Here's what she had to say.
Besides that, y'all should be having a good day or good night wherever y'all at is listening. And you know, just keep up good vibes and don't let nobody put y'all down about what you're doing or what you should be doing. Don't let nobody tell you no. Like, if you got a dream and you really want to do that, go do that. Don't let nobody get in the way of you following your dreams and your happiness and you getting up to succeed at whatever you're doing. Just keep doing you and do what you gotta do to get there. Just don't get into no trouble, that's all.
And that's facts. Thank you so much for coming in today. Up next is more Mickey Breeze. Here's Violent.
People saying all lives, but it's one-sided. People saying black lives that you want silent. Lose another black life with no logic. Then you really wonder why people go riot. People saying all lives, but it's one-sided. People saying black lives that you want silent. Lose another black life with no logic. Then you really wonder why people get violent. All lives matter, that's a white lie. If black lives don't matter to the white guys, go blind when an innocent is slain. But you put a victim record on your Facebook page. No love for the lives of the lost. Black kids die and you pray for the cops. Bro got shot when he had no Glock, but a white boy walked with a dick AR. Something is so fucking wrong. They're trying to find a problem with this song. I guarantee you a Karen is checking my criminal history when this go off. Every time I wanna go on a drive, I'm hoping that I make it back alive. They shoot at me and I'm dead in the street. Then the people in power is gon' justify it. People saying all lives, but it's one-sided. People saying black lives that you want silent. Lose another black life with no logic. Then you really wonder why people go riot. People saying all lives, but it's one-sided. People saying black lives that you want silent. Lose another black life with no logic. Then you really wonder why people get violent.
We're going to begin with breaking news tonight out of Minneapolis, where the National Guard is being mobilized after violent protests erupted overnight over the death of George Floyd. A Minneapolis police officer pressed his knee into the unarmed African-American man's neck for more than 7 minutes Monday as Floyd pleaded for help and said he couldn't breathe. Frustration over the lack of charges against the officers turned into anger overnight as protesters looted stores and set buildings on fire. Police responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. Those riots continue today, spilling into St. Paul, where crowds ransacked shops and smashed windows.
24 hours ago, this was all a bustling business district. Take a look at it now. It is a shell of what it used to be. In fact, if you look in the rubble, it is still smoldering. Even at this hour, people are looting buildings, and some buildings are still burning to the ground. And that's why the National Guard is being called in to try to tamp the tension down, down.
Here's Ramsey County's Ling Becker speaking about Ramsey County.
First question I want to ask you, what exactly is Ramsey County Workforce Solutions?
So Ramsey County Workforce Solutions is one of 27 departments within the Ramsey County level of government. We are governed by our Ramsey County Board of Commissioners. Within our county government, we are actually split into different service teams. And so Workforce Solutions is part of a service team that's called the Economic Growth and Community Investment Service Team. And why it's important that I tell you this is it's really a strategic move that has happened in the last, I would say, less than 5 years that the county organized this way. And it really shows that we are about under kind of leveraging what is called kind of more of a comprehensive economic development strategy, where we align our community economic development, which focuses on land and capital and buildings, as well as our people. In many counties in the state, workforce departments would be aligned more with social services, for example. But in Ramsey County, we have chosen to kind of align it more with our economic development efforts. Because really, when you think about community and the growth that could happen and how to have economic success, you know, people are just an absolute critical part of it. It's not just infrastructure, it's our people. So our department has 80 employees. We operate things like in-person services. We now with COVID do virtual services to help job seekers. We also run a variety of federal and state workforce programs that benefit job seekers and businesses.
Speaking about people, I want to talk a little bit about young people. How do you help youth gain employment, training, and opportunities?
Yeah, we do that in a variety of ways. I think the first thing I want to say is we have to understand that young people are complex, right? They have a lot of things that they need in order to be successful. And work impacts everything, and everything impacts work. You know, work is just, work and education is one part of that, right? But in the county, we're also concerned with people's health and well-being, right? We need to make sure people are healthy. We need to make sure that they have housing. We have to make sure that they have the supportive services that they need. But in terms of understanding young people, you know, we know it's more than just getting a job. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that really our workforce programs do is we try to do individualized employment coaching. But we all know that that's more than just getting you a job. It's everything along the continuum, right? Helping you gaining confidence, making sure you have financial literacy, making sure you understand your options, doing goal setting, taking individual assessments as to what you're interested in, what you might be good at, what you might, where your strengths lie. So we're really trying to just set them up for success.
How do you partner with job sites like HSRA?
Oh, well, I mean, HSRA is just a gem in our community, right? It's a place where young people can really thrive doing something that is school and education, but there's so many components about it that allow kids to really delve into their passions and aspirations and creativity. And so we like to partner with HSRA in terms of providing work experiences, making sure that they understand what resources we have as a county to support their students that are eligible for things that we can provide. And most recently, with our CARES Act funding due to COVID, I think we were able to really deepen that partnership and not only support some young people doing work and learning, but also provide some pretty nice equipment that I hope will have long-lasting impact in the community that hopefully yourself and others will be able to use well beyond this current situation with the pandemic, that at least for a while. I know that technology changes very frequently, but hopefully, you know, it continues to benefit others as we.
Up next to speak about the internship.
I'm here with Ace, also known as Ace the Music Man, who is working in the HSRA and Frogtown Radio Vocational Discovery Program with me.
Hi.
What has been the most rewarding part of this internship for you?
The most rewarding part of this internship, I'd say, is hard work pays off during every show.
What have you learned in this internship program?
I learned the intricacies of a radio show, how many people it takes to actually create the radio show, how a radio station works and is put into production.
Yeah, for sure. How has the money impacted you?
Well, I got my car fixed. I have a brand new laptop that I can make more music with. So, you know.
Up next is a sneak peek of a
So just want to pass this around real quick for everybody. Knowing that, you know, we're waiting on the federal government and to approve new funding so that we have the federal workforce dollars to support this program. You know, we had about a $200,000 grant from federal workforce dollars to help support your wages and these training initiatives and help to pay staff, et cetera. You know, that money has not been renewed because Congress hasn't taken action on a new stimulus. And we're also waiting to find out if other programs will be funded again this year, simply because federal government is and state governments are kind of still trying to figure out what they're going to do to create new stimulus packages to promote jobs. Knowing that, what can the public do? What can people do to help us be able to continue to support this work? What do we need from the public? Does anybody want to answer that?
I think we need more, like, for example, like with KMOJ, because they're right in the middle of the Minneapolis, like, area, they have a lot of family in that area. With us, because like we're already connected to HSRA and we have like that family and everything, I think we just need that community to like branch off and connect with other communities so we can have a wider base.
Good answer. Does anybody else want to answer how the community can step up and support making sure that we continue to do projects like this with WFNU and HSRA, and how we can continue to support your paid intern programs? What's some other ways the public can support you?
Probably getting more recognition by putting ourselves out there with social media postings and talking about it on the air.
That's great. Thank you, Lily. What else can people do to help support this? I mean, if we know that there's a potential that we're going to have to wait to be funded again, and we don't know what that looks like, what's the most important thing that the public, corporations, and the community can do right now to help support this initiative?
One, I think they can probably donate to the school. And two, I feel like we need to press our government as a community. We need to press the government to do more of providing resources. And I feel like this internship is a huge resource for all of us. So I feel like that should be more implemented to a lot of schools, not just ours, you know, like, I don't know. I just feel like they need to be giving more resources to us instead of trying to do construction every 2 years that never gets done.
That's a good point. Does anybody want to add to what TT said in terms of giving us, giving the programs like this support?
Yeah, I feel like stuff like that is really vital. And even things just as small as tuning into our shows, listening to students' music, you know, supporting our art and stuff like that is a really big help.
I agree. If we take this video and we were to make it a part of a fundraising campaign, you know, to try to raise money for WFNU, try to raise money for HSRA, where can people hear our weekly radio show? Where can people hear For the Air? What can they do?
We podcast it on Spotify and iTunes, and
yep, we're out there on podcasts on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, WFNU, Frogtown Radio. Where can people hear it every week, and how can they stream it?
Can listen to it on 94.1 on WFNU Frogtown Radio every Tuesday and Friday from, is it 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
And you can also listen to it on the Frogtown Radio.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of For the Air, written and produced by High School for Recording Arts. You can find us every Tuesday and Friday at 4 p.m. Also, you can stream us online at WFNU.org. Also on the Life 365 family app by searching for Frogtown Radio. We just want to give a special thanks to Ramsey County for providing us with these wonderful opportunities. All the interns in these programs have learned so much useful knowledge that will for sure help them in the future. Up next is an instrumental sneak peek showcasing the type of vibrations that you can find in my upcoming album, Lavender. Drop date coming soon. Enjoy.